Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How you doing? It's almost Friday. It's Thursday. Bottle Rock's back, though, so that's good news. Bottle
Rock. Go rip it up.
I know.
I'm going.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and by the way, single day tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. So that's right around the corner. Green Day is doing the Friday show. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but like I'm super psyched for the Green Day night. That's the first night of it. Bottle Rock is back. Bottle Rock Napa Valley presented by Jam Sellers. The first taste of summer, May 23rd through the 25th. You can buy single day tickets today, but we have a pair of 3-day passes for you right now. And here's how to enter. Text the word summertime, S-U-M-M-E-R-T-I-M-E, all one word, summertime. Text that to our contest line, 20357. Text summertime to our contest text number, 20357. And that's it. You'll be in the running. You'll have a chance to win a pair of 3-day festival passes to Bottle Rock. Headliners are Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone, and a zillion other bands, bunch of different stages. It's huge. It's a big culinary area. I think this is the most fun festival.
I'm looking at the list of bands playing, like down from the headliners,
uh-huh,
to see if my new favorite artist, Rosé, is playing. You know, she's Apatapate.
Sure, Apatapate.
And I don't see her on the list.
Oh, that's too bad.
I do see, though, Kate Hudson is performing.
Sublime is performing.
Makua Rothman is a professional surfer.
Oh.
I had no idea he played any music.
How strange.
Yeah. Well, he must play.
Well, there's lots of surprises at this thing.
Four Non Blondes reunion.
Oh, yeah. The first time they played together in 30 years. They're going to play at Bottle Rock. Incredible. Yeah, it's a big deal. And if you text summertime to 20357, you're in the running for a pair of 3-day passes. Good luck. And 10 o'clock today. Don't forget. The single day tickets are on sale. Let's start with this. The other day, I think it was just yesterday, we found out there's a lady in France who was bilked out of about $800,000.
Yeah.
And because she thought that Brad Pitt's mom had set her up with Brad Pitt and that Brad Pitt was having a kidney problem. And, you know, over the course of however many years, this dumb dummy head, 53-year-old lady married to a millionaire, started giving the millionaire's money to Brad Pitt. To the two, I mean, they really struck gold with this lady. $850,000 or something. Because she thought that Brad Pitt was into her. By the way, up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, there is a side-by-side. You can see the original photo with Maddie in it that's been adjusted. Very minor tweaks to get it over to the Brad Pitt thing. There's some AI, supposed AI Photoshop stuff that is just, it's beyond ridiculous and beyond noticeable that it's a fake. But this is what this lady was being fed.
Some of these online scams, they work. Well, first of all, we know about all the celebrities that got those phishing emails where it was Google or whatever saying, hey, we need you to enter in your, you may be a victim of fraud. Please enter in your code. And this person the whole time is sitting there going, I got your number. And now I can get into all of your pictures.
And now you will be a victim of that.
And I've got all your nudes now too.
Right.
So there's certainly different, but this one, and I have been like just recently, I went on to, I think it's called OfferUp. You ever heard of that?
You were telling me about it.
It's an app. And you get on there and you can sell some stuff.
And you're saying it's like you ship it to them and it's just smaller things it's, and somebody
it,
pays
it's
you.
It's whatever. Right. Either someone buys it or they don't. Okay. But I got an offer from someone.
What were you selling?
It was a pair of surfboard fins. And so someone goes, are these still for sale? I go, yep. And they go, and then up pops right underneath that a thing that says, your fins have been sold. Click this link and you can get your money. And I was like, okay. I clicked it. That was a scam. You're not supposed to leave the...
What?
The app. So the person who... Is this still for still available? Yes. And then almost immediately, like 2 minutes later, a link pops up and it says, these items have sold. You can click on this link to collect your money. And I clicked on the link and it says, God. Enter your credit card and the money will be sent to your card. And so I'm starting to do this. And then I'm like, what am I in the middle of doing right now? And I don't know, you know, like,
oh my God.
But Vinny. It was a full look. The so scammers.
Somebody had sent something to your offer up thing that
was a link. Okay. To whatever it was they were like doing, like
that popped up for you.
It popped
How
right
crazy.
Up.
And oh
so
my God.
They're so elaborate and so good. And the reason I bring that up is because even someone who's been on the internet and talks about these stories all the time.
And this was just a service you're using.
And it's just these fins sold for $40. Like who cares? But if I'd have finished the credit card information,
you would have needed a new credit card.
I would have been burnt. So. My point is, some of these things are so sophisticated and quick, and they get you in a moment, and then you're like, oh, I can't believe I just did that.
Right.
This went on for months, and they're not good jobs.
No.
Like, the pictures are terrible.
They're so beyond fake looking.
Now, the lady in France probably was not young.
Maybe she had old eyes, and she just had to use her readers.
Well, it could be that her eyes, or it could be that she just doesn't, see these stories every day. I mean, we're here in tech capital.
We are, and yet we can still be taken advantage of. They say here, by the way, this is total clickbait, this story. The real Brad Pitt has reacted to the story. No, his spokesperson has said exactly what you think they would say, which is, that's a scam, and it's sad that people feel such a strong
Brad
connection.
Brad will never write you ever.
He says, it's awful that scammers take advantage of fans' strong connection with celebrities. It's an important reminder to not respond to unsolicited online outreach, especially from actors who have no social media presence. He's got no social media accounts, apparently. He doesn't need to, you know? Why would he need to? He was famous before all the social media stuff happened.
408 says, okay, so now how did the scammer get Maddie's photo in the hospital? Linda Campbell, Odyssey.
Isn't that amazing, Linda? We don't know how it happened. He obviously sold something on OfferUp and it was the end of it. Yeah, you got to be so careful. You were saying that was somehow, like maybe when you signed up for the OfferUp thing, that's just attached to Apple Cash and that's where the money winds up?
It didn't end up being, so there's, that's the problem with some of these apps. In my case, I didn't know how everything works. And there's nobody to call, mm-mm. Nobody to text, nobody to chat with. So if you're alone with your phone trying to figure this out, it takes a minute.
Yep.
You have to sort of, and any help they offer is AI.
Yes. You're chatting with a bot.
So... It really did just cause me to stop what I was doing and realize, why would I be giving my credit card to someone who's buying a $40 item?
Right. And they wouldn't, why would they be crediting my credit
but
card?
Everything would, right. looked
legit,
just like it's supposed to. It looked like a legitimate place you would enter and then the CV code and there's this and that. And so you...
Here's all my info.
In a moment, why wouldn't you? You're thinking, right. Oh, you're going to pay my credit card. Okay,
sounds great. That'll be easy.
Knock down whatever the balance is. It's fine.
Right.
And then I went, wait a minute.
That seems silly.
I've already entered info where you're going to pay me. Why are you?
Info
oh my God, I'm so
scam.
Dumb.
Well, you're not that dumb. You figured it out.
I reported the person and then, you know, and that won't do anything.
So you hadn't sold the fins?
No.
Vinny's got some fins for sale.
I sold one of the pairs. The other pair was the one that this person was going after.
I also want to mention that Bob Uecker has passed. And maybe the kids don't know him, but he was the Miller Lite guy, right? I must be in the front row. Yeah,
he was a professional baseball player first.
And then an announcer.
Uh-huh.
And he was, Major League is the big one, just a bit outside. It was like,
But the Lite commercials were brilliant.
He died, yes, they were. They were great. He died 10 days short of his 91st birthday.
It's a good life, dude.
Yeah. And he died today. Like, the turnaround on the news on this is, that's a quickie. Bob Uecker, rest in peace. 90 years old. That's a solid life right there. All right. So there's those two quick catch ups. I got time for a couple more things. First of all, Bob Dylan just joined TikTok. So in case you were wondering where he was on TikTok.
I just joined TikTok too. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, but isn't it funny that you would join one day before it gets turned off?
Right.
Come on.
And I don't know how old Bob Dylan is, but he's got to be in his late 70s at the very least. Like, what are you even, like, did someone, like, finally mention it to you? You're like, I guess I got to get on that. Yeah. That's my Bob Dylan. Okay, my takeaway from this next story is this jacket that, here, I'm going to send this to you. Maddie, because this jacket is killing me. Hold on. This is not what I want. Can you see if you can find the jacket that I don't know how I did it, but I just completely screwed up my link here.
Need a little more info.
Okay, Justin Bieber is teasing new music.
Mm.
It's an Uproxx. Go to Uproxx with the two X's at the end. In the story, there's a photo of him, and he's wearing the coziest looking sweater I've ever seen in my entire life. And I wound up just like Googling it. There it is. That's it right there.
Which one?
The pink one. The comfy looking one. That's the one. So
that's a coat. That's not a sweater.
It's a humongous puffy. Look at it. Look how cozy this looks. It looks so soft and cozy. Like I was like, who cares if he puts out more music? I got to get me one of these coats.
No, you don't.
Like, How cozy would I look in that coat? If I was in here all swaddled up in that coat, wouldn't you be like, God, Sarah looks so cozy?
No, I would be like, you're from Boston.
And if I was in Boston, that's the coat I would want.
Yeah, if you were in Boston, but wearing it here in this building
where it's 70
degrees, what are you talking about?
Also, he's a big hockey fan too. So he's in there and he's at a hockey game. So this is warm enough to wear to a hockey game.
Ah, but can you imagine sitting next to him? It's so puffy. You'd be, like, his coat away the whole time.
Do you have room for me to snuggle into that with you? Justin, I can be a believer. I'm sorry, a believer. Justin Bieber is teasing new music following rumors of his long-awaited comeback. I don't know who's waiting that. I'm sure there are people just cannot wait. He's a new dad, by the way. He did some kind of post on Instagram where the headline was, he shows his baby, the baby. It's his face. It's like a super close-up on his face. And down the bottom, you can see the furry head of a baby. It's like the tiniest little sliver of the moon of the top of a baby.
Celebrity
like,
baby. Come right. on.
It's the top of the cranium and with a little bit of hair.
The next Nepo baby.
Maybe. Well, he was very young when he got famous, so maybe this kid will just
be a
phenom.
Say what you want, and I know he's been a punk in the public and done some dumb stuff, but that kid can sing, and he's got some good songs.
I concur. I really like a few of his songs. He can sing. I think his wife is gorgeous. I really like her. And speaking of 90-year-olds, because we were just talking about Bob, rest in peace, Bob Uecker. Willie Nelson continues on. He's announced more 2025 dates. He is 91 years old and he's on the road again. It is a true marvel of modern medicine or marijuana. Modern marijuana. I guess it depends on who you ask. But he's a guy who's smoked his whole life and he's all, yeah, and I'm still at it. And here I am, Willie Nelson, Willie effing Nelson. What about it? He's just added another 4 shows this spring. They're like in Mississippi and Georgia and stuff, and Alabama. And that's in addition to shows he's got coming up in February in Florida.
Good
and
for him.
Some April shows in Texas. So I don't know how he does it at this age. I'm still tired from traveling at Christmas time.
Well, if he can still do his songs, then that's great. Didn't they say, like, and I'm not saying this to be mean towards Sinatra, but wasn't he, like, forgetting his lyrics and, like, they kept putting him on stage and they kept, you know, the audience would be like, oh, my God, what is happening?
Right.
He's not singing this. And so as long as Willie's able to.
Isn't there a Fred Sinatra, too? Like, there's like he's got a brother who kind of does an act, looks a lot like him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think it's Fred.
I don't know. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of. As,
no, he definitely flagged.
As musicians
later.
Start to age, if they can keep, you know, doing their show, then you should catch them. And if they are sad, then maybe you should miss that.
The thing about Sinatra was that he actually could still sing. Like, he still sounded, I mean, he didn't know any of the words, but he actually did, he sounded good still. Like even some of that later stuff, you're like, well, he did what he could sing, though.
I like some of those songs.
Mm.
Sinatra, I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Well, actually, I like Bieber's songs, too. So.
Yeah. Well, music. Isn't it great?
Willie Nelson is who we're talking about. Sorry.
Right. It's okay. We talked about a lot of stuff this break. Got a lot of stuff in there. All right. I'm done, though.
Incredible.
How do we do it? What do you got?
Donuts.
Oh.
And injuries after these.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Such a good song. Mm.
It's no Apatapate, but yes, you're right.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty good.
Can't hold a candle to that.
Nope.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the info, photos, and trailers for all the stuff we talked about on the show today. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a Day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app now. That's right. You go to your phone, you go to the App Store, and you download Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be a winner of $5,000. Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day. It should be you.
It should be you.
I mean, it should be me, but, you know, it could be you. Not you.
Right. Because you and I actually both can't win.
Can I?
No.
Oh.
We work here, you guys. Do I really have to explain this to you? You've been in radio your whole lives.
Here's a quick update on the LA fires.
Right.
Crews are making progress.
Oh, that's great news.
They got the great news. The news they were praying for was that yesterday the winds would subside a little bit and give them some time to do some work. And they say as dangerous winds did subside on Wednesday, they were able to make some progress. So now here's where we're at. Palisades fires was 22% contained as of 6:20 this morning. They say the damage, though, they've confirmed 1,280 structures are destroyed.
Oh, my God.
204 damaged, and those totals are expected to rise. Officials have confirmed 9 people are dead from the Palisades fire. And the Eaton fire, which was the other big one, is at 55% contained as of 6:20 this morning. So they were able to make
some progress,
some gains. Officials confirmed 4,718 structures destroyed in the Eaton fire.
Oh, my God.
And 679 damaged. And they say those totals will rise. And also they have confirmed 16 dead from the Eaton fire. And so the good news, the winds died down and they were able to make progress. The bad news, there's no rain in the forecast. Also the bad news, a lot of people, even though, like, look at this. I'm going to show this to Sarah. It's the picture that's in with the story. And you just see this whole neighborhood. It's a long shot of a neighborhood and it's the whole thing's destroyed. Just ash. There's some fences that are still standing that might have been brick or whatever.
You can see, you know, it's just crazy the hardscape that remains. Like, there's pools.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you could get a water pump to just douse your house from your pool, that would really help LA because a lot of people have pools.
So anyway, one of the issues they're dealing with is people are frustrated. They want to go see what's left of their home and they're not getting access.
Right.
And often, and I even explained this back when I went through this, I don't know what that was, 4 or 5 years ago. The police have blocked off these areas to keep looters out. And if they start letting people go back to their homes, they've now, it's a flood.
Yes.
They can't stop it. And now they've got people all over the area and they don't know who's a homeowner and who is a looter.
Isn't, right.
So they've got some frustration they're dealing with there beyond just the not having been home for however many days and not knowing the status of your place. It's terrible. But they also are like, you can't come back in
though. Right. Not yet.
It's a big no.
Plus it's still smoking. Like I just really feel like, you know, you have to wait. I would totally understand.
What did I just say? The Palisades fire was at 22% contained. That's
right. It's not done.
No. But hopefully the winds continue to stay down and they'll make more progress today and we'll start to get somewhere. You know, Mother Nature would be great if you wouldn't mind. A little rain.
Yeah. That would be huge. We'd be very grateful for that.
We wouldn't mind some up here as well.
The whole state could use it.
Mm-hmm.
We all really, really like rain.
You know, I started to think about this the other day. I think it was Chuck D from Public Enemy posted, the song Hollywood Burn is a protest song. And it's not about actually wanting Hollywood to burn.
Right.
And stop using our song in your videos. There's another band that probably no one even knows of the band Tool. They're big, but they're not that big.
Sure. But they definitely have their fans.
They have a song called Enema that is about LA getting destroyed.
Mm.
And I haven't heard anyone using it, but when I hear it, I think that's got to be.
And a song called Enema is about them getting destroyed?
About LA being destroyed. Like it's the plastic place with the phony people and the.
That's no good.
If you read the lyrics, it's actually a genius song, but in light of the place, you know, burning down. It's not very sensitive to right. real people and their real lives being up in smoke.
Right.
Crunch. Anyway. Duncan.
Oh.
You know Dunky.
I sure do. Grew up with it.
In fact, yeah, you grew up with it and you call it Dunkies, like lovingly.
Yeah, Dunkies.
When Dunkin' dropped donuts from its name 7 years ago, that's not because they don't serve donuts. It's because they've evolved. They've got coffee now. They have other stuff.
They have all kinds of, they're like closer to a Starbucks than a donut shop.
Right. And Dunkin' locations in several states apparently had a donut shortage.
Now, you've got to be kidding me.
No, but I want to say I heard this. Dunkin' Donuts doesn't make donuts on site. Or do they?
I do not know. I would have always assumed, because there's a whole thing that it's time to make the donuts. Do you know about that?
No.
Oh, it's a whole East Coast.
They don't
have it out here. They don't have it. Dunkin' Donuts are very new out here.
Oh.
And they would have a whole thing where it's like this guy, and he gets up, it's time to make the donuts. And that they're fresh donuts every morning. He's back in the back of the store making the donuts. So I'm beyond appalled.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought someone had written in and said it's actually funny they don't make them on location. Maybe I'm wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised because now maybe they just get shipped in. There's probably a central processing area and that's where they get it from.
They get it three ways. They either bake them in-house, they either get them delivered from a central kitchen, or they have what's called JBOD, which is when they order frozen donuts and just heat them up in the store.
Donuts sound terrible. Jeez Louise. All right, so they had a donut shortage.
Dunkin' locations in several states, including Nebraska and New Mexico, haven't had any donuts since last week.
Nebraska? Yeah.
They're dealing with the supply shortage.
Is that a donuts? That's too bad. Mm.
Those stores had signs up saying the shortage was due to, quote, a manufacturing error.
Oh, so the frozen donuts
didn't get delivered
or defrosted on their way over.
They aren't being more specific, but it's funny because with a quick lookup, you find out, they're probably a lot of their locations
don't make
are
them
not
in-house.
Making the donuts.
It's time to make the donuts.
Oh, I want a donut right now.
Oh my God. I want a donut so bad.
You do?
Dunkin' Donuts, donuts. I don't know if they're the same. I haven't been to a Dunkies in, I don't know, years. But they used to do the, you know, the glazed donut. It was so big and so, it's like a huge, like a bun of a donut.
Okay, if you got a Dunkie and a Krispy Kreme in front of you, they're both the glazed, which one are you gonna grab for?
That's a great, that's a very difficult thing. First of all, the Krispy Kreme is a third of the size. It's a very small donut, by like Dunkin' Donuts standards.
Okay. So you just, by volume alone, Dunkie
wins. I might go for the Dunkie. But there's something about the Krispy Kreme that is like crack. Like, it's just, the mouth feel is very silky.
I feel like the Krispy Kreme is
like
close
a perfect
to...
bite.
What's that stuff you like? Cotton candy. The way it melts, it just...
Yes.
Dissolves.
It's just, right.
You don't even have to chew it.
You don't. It's just some. Yeah. But there's something about that bulky. It's got like a doughy thing going on.
The thud when it hits your stomach.
Yeah. You're not kidding about that.
I don't think it's a question at all. Dunkin' every day.
You go Dunkin'?
Really? Every day.
Oh my
all day.
Goodness. Okay.
They do a toasted coconut donut that is just to die for.
Who's they?
Dunkin'.
Oh, okay.
Dunkin' Donuts. It's hard to not just get a glaze, but you'd always have to get some of those toasted coconut ones. Good God. Donuts. Don't eat them, you guys. They're not good for you. Donuts. crawlers.
You know, I'm just not around, but a lot of people, like, it's one of those things. Are you at work and someone brings in a dozen donuts? It never happens here. We just don't see that.
No.
Used to at the other building, there was a Happy Donuts right down the street. I think it did close, but for a while, people would bring in donuts and you'd be like, just look away. Just look away.
Certain workplaces, though, that is a pretty standard thing that there's some donuts available to you.
Donuts are my favorite thing. Like, that's my, like, when I'm wanting something sweet, I'll go grab a couple donuts, you know, like
on the
weekend.
You have a donut place near your house in Alameda?
There's a French donut place in Alameda, and I'm sorry I don't know their name. I'd give them a shout out. And they make the most delicious donuts I have maybe ever had.
Do you go for just a French cruller?
I love a French cruller.
Yeah,
oh, I love those, you know, or just something with some frosting on it.
You're telling me, if you're sitting there and someone says, what's your favorite dessert? Mm-hmm. What thing do you want? Do you want a messy brownie sundae with hot fudge and vanilla and nuts
and caramel,
and caramel, whatever,
and
a brownie underneath it all, or a cookie sandwich, ice cream, or like whatever.
Oh, yeah, I love those. Yeah, those are good.
And you're saying to me right now, the one thing that you would take over any other dessert is a donut.
Yeah, and the place is called Donut Petit. Give them a little shout out.
Donut Petit.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time. I just
like
love donuts, man.
Bon appetit, but it's donut petit. Donuts. A good donut really is. I'll even take an old fashioned in my coffee. Like, I like the dunk.
I'll say this. I had a diet when I lost like 40 pounds last year.
No,
you
look
really good.
And the diet, you have to take 5,000 calories in 2 days before you start it. And then you like shock your system.
What?
The two foods that like were the foods to get all the calories in were donuts.
What kind of
and fried chicken?
What kind of diet is this?
Well, you had to like.
What's the name of it?
I didn't really have a name.
Lost 40 pounds on this thing where you had to eat fried chicken and donuts for 2 days straight.
For 2 days, you just jack everything up in your body, then you go right into start doing ketosis and doing. It was a lot of intermittent fasting. I'm still doing intermittent fasting. That's my thing.
You don't go macaroni.
What?
You don't go mac. You're an Italian. You say it more than I say it.
Well, no, I would eat the fried chicken with the mac and cheese. That was what I ate to like for the weight gain. But yeah, of course, yeah.
And then finish it up with the donut dessert, obviously.
Yeah. And Starbucks drinks, they're all like, when you look at the calories and you're trying to get calories, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't realize how much you're putting into your body when you eat something.
Yeah, you have one of those every day. You're basically taking in all your calories in one cup.
But donuts.
I know, donuts. Oh, we're making people hungry. Let's stop it because they're so bad for you.
Hey, donut stores. Advertised. Look at how it works.
Right. Oh my God. Advertise and drop some donuts off.
Please.
DJs plus food equals ads.
Video of a woman in Indonesia is trending after she managed to get her nose ring caught in the back of an office chair. So, BuzzFeed came up with this. What's the silliest way you've ever injured yourself? And here are some of the what people wrote in.
Okay.
Now, you fell in a hole in your own house.
I did. I stepped backwards into it and just racked myself up.
Huh?
It's a trap door in my house. I forgot that it was open, and I stepped right back and right through it.
A woman was singing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid at karaoke, got way too into it, and tore her ACL.
Oh.
On stage, well, dancing, I guess.
Just going crazy. That's not really a big dance number, Part of Your World.
A guy waxed his floor
part of your world.
And tried to do the Tom Cruise slide from Risky Business, but didn't stop and busted his lip on a door frame.
Oh, well, put your hands out, bud.
A woman dislocated her knee trying to kick a balloon. Is that the worst injury you've had the time you fell in the hole?
In my whole life?
Well, like random, dumb thing you did.
Yeah.
Silliest way you've ever injured yourself.
That was really, really, it was definitely the most stupid thing I've ever done. Like, you just are so stupid. Like, how could you forget?
A surfing magazine gave my wee-wee a paper cut when I was a little boy.
Yeah. But then you did get your strawberry shortcake Band-Aid on your wee-wee.
Well, that's what we had.
What?
You don't always have to remind us of that. Well, I mean, my mom helped me because I didn't know what to do. I was a little boy.
Why are you like bummed out that you had a little magic lady on your...
It's so stingy.
Owie, mommy.
Like, you know that sting feeling? Like, so stingy.
Were you like sitting on the toilet reading?
I was on the toilet reading a surf magazine.
And your weenie was right there.
No, I got up and I was, you know.
And you pulled the thing off your lap.
You know what's interesting? That I don't know if this is interesting or not, but it's an admission I'll give you.
All right.
I used to stand up to take care of my...
Clean up. Mm-hmm.
What?
I used to stand up to take care of my
cleanup. Well, eventually you do stand up.
No, I know, but I mean, I never knew that people stayed on the seat and just lifted to the side and clean.
Do a cheek lift.
And so I always stood up.
When you're a kid, you do stand up because you don't know. And your butt's smaller. You're small. You could actually fall through the toilet.
I did that forever.
Till when? When did you find out?
I think that I had noticed.
You know, you still can. I don't think there's a rule.
No, I do think that now I sit. But what I'm saying is I think I started to notice people did it differently when I started having roommates. Because this is where the butt dust would be on the back of the toilet seat. And I'd be like, why are there crumbs on our toilet seat?
Right.
And it's from the guys who would be
wiping aggressively and then leaving
them behind on the seat.
Yeah, you got to go.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, you got to get those things
off. Or wipe it with the toilet paper. You know, I don't know.
But you check the back of the seat to make sure you're not leaving
but
debris.
But he's like hyper-focused on butt dust, though. So it comes up.
I don't... I'll notice when it's there, like when I go back to the bathroom. You know, if it's my bathroom.
Right.
But yeah.
That you've left some butt dust on there.
Yeah.
I see. Do you sit exclusively to wipe or do you get up?
Sit, but I do between the legs. I don't the sit-up thing.
What?
No, you got to go backwards. You got to go...
You can't pull forward.
No, you can't pull forward.
That means you have poopy...
Don't.
No, I go.
Guess what, you guys? It's time to stop with this conversation. And it's time to play a game. Let's do it. Who's ready? Woo!
Maddie!
Here we go. Play me some game music.
Oh, hold on a second.
It's Vinny versus Maddie today in a game of How Old Is That Guy? Everybody's favorite.
Can I do a shout out before we do that? I never asked to do a shout out.
Sure.
One of my best friends and a guy I do a podcast with, Steve Slayton, was put into the College Football Hall of Fame yesterday. And I'm so proud of him. And I just wanted to...
Is he a Mountaineer?
He's a Mountaineer. He played for the Houston Texans
as
well.
You do a podcast with this guy?
Yeah.
And what position did he play?
He's a running back.
And how old is he now?
He was a Heisman candidate.
Oh.
30-something.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, great guy. Congratulations.
Steve. All right. Now it's time to play a game. How old is that guy?
Oh, there we go. How old is that guy?
There you go. Maddie, I'm going to make you go first.
Okay.
Give El Campeón
my punishment for the shout-out.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing you said before that, like you have really...
Please don't. We're moving off of that. I'm telling you, I can see Michael walking around. I don't want him. I just want to get out of here.
I don't want no trouble.
No trouble. How old is, Maddie, you're first. How old is Lin-Manuel Miranda? How old is the Hamilton guy? Lee Scoresby on his Dark Materials. Also, he wrote all the music for Moana. I mean, the guy is prolific.
36.
36 years old. What do you think, Vinny?
He's definitely older than that. I'm going to say 37 to scuzz bucket you, but I would, if I were my...
You don't even do it because
the number that actually hit me was 44, but I'm saying 37.
37 wins it for you. 45 is the correct answer.
I would have been very close.
You wouldn't have got the 2 points, but you would have been very close. All right, you're next. You're up first.
Okay.
How old is Kate Moss? Iconic supermodel. How old is Kate Moss, Vinny?
I'm going to say she is 47.
Oh, 48.
She is 51. That's a correct Maddie. How old is... Let me skip down here a second. How old would Aaliyah have been? We talked about her very briefly this morning. How old would Aaliyah have been on this day? This is her birthday. How old would Aaliyah have been? This is the lady who married...
34.
34?
34. 34. Oh, 35 for sure.
45. She's another 45-year-old.
Yeah. Off.
She's the one who married R. Kelly when she was 15. And I think she died when she was 27. Maybe like 23-ish. Okay, next up is Danny. And this is... Vinny has to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Ash. She was officially certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most downloaded woman on the internet in the year 2000 through her very naughty website, Danny's Hard Drive.
Oh, I knew her.
Of course you do. I know her as well.
I knew that you'd both know her, that I'd have to explain, but that you'd both know her. How old is Danny Ash now?
Oh, this is going to be a bummer, too. I'm going to say that she's 60.
61.
She is 57. Ugh. That's another point for Vincenzo. And finally, how old is Sade? Nigerian singing goddess, smooth operator.
God, do I love her.
You're first, Maddie.
67.
All right.
Oh, 66.
She is exactly 66, and that's a 2-point win for you. 5-1, Vincenzo, you are on the show, my friend.
El Campeón.
Kisses. Oh, the love. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bottle Rock single day tickets go on sale in 9 minutes. Go and get you some. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app. You could win $5,000.
You can't pull forward, dude. You're crazy.
And don't forget, there are more Bottle Rock 3-day passes, a pair at 12:05. And again with Jane, we'll see you back here tomorrow. It's going to be Friday.
No.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.